This is a little bit inside, but it was really fun for me. We feature a 24/7 stream of past live performances on SLB all the time, unless we're here live. When we're not here live, the other 162 days of the week are past live performances, and they're done more or less randomly. And when I came in this morning, I was listening to the Squirrel Hillbillies from a past live performance. So I get to start my radio studio day and end my radio studio day with two people who I really enjoy for a lot of reasons. They're great musicians. They also are clever and mesh together really well. So it's my pleasure. We have Jenny Wolfsbane and Gary Krauth together, the Squirrel Hillbillies.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
I want to whisk you away. I want to make an escape, love, if only just for a day. I want to whisk you away. I want to open the gate, love, and get you out of this place. I want to whisk you away.
Honey, I can't get my fill, never seems enough. Convict me if you will, I'm recklessly in love. Working hard and doing time, penalties are steep. I will be your alibi, so come on, babe, let's flee.
I wanna whisk you away. I wanna make an escape, love, if only just for a day. I wanna whisk you away. Place. I want to whisk you away.
Take that burden off your back, it can wait a while. Only thing you need to pack is a toothbrush and a vial. Hurry now and don't be late, I've devised a plan. Everyone deserves a break, let's break out while we can.
I want to whisk you away. I want to make an escape, love, if only just for a day. I want to whisk you away. I want to open the gate, love, and get you out of this place. Walls are made to keep folks out, but I'm in here with you. Honey, put aside your doubts, it's time to fly this coop. I want to whisk you away. I want to make an escape, love, if only just for a day. I want to whisk you away.
The Squirrel Hillbillies here at the Saturday Live Brigade. And it's a lot of fun to listen to them and to watch. And you need to know that Jenny was playing mandolin and Gary was playing guitar. And they're singing around an old-fashioned microphone in the old-timey way, which is always a fun way to do things. Not a mandolin, really. I said that, and right as it came out of my mouth, it's like, Larry, what are you saying here? It's a ukulele.
There we go. We do have the mandolin, and we will use that too.
Yeah, I do know the difference.
I'm sure you know probably better than most.
Actually, that's a slightly larger ukulele.
This is a tenor ukulele. You can get your ukulele in soprano, concert, tenor, baritone, or bass. And yeah. Often we bring our bass ukulele too, but we didn't bring that today.
Yeah, it has a really nice sound. Well, I know you're heading to Seven Springs tomorrow. It's probably a chilly Seven Springs tomorrow.
You know, it's their chili and chocolate festival, and so they've decided to bring in some chilly weather as well. And apparently there's going to be some chili contests. So we will be there. Not sure the location, given the weather. We were supposed to be outside, but it looks like it may move indoors. But we were there last weekend just by chance for a family reunion. So we got to see last weekend's festival and can attest to the fun and food and games and lots to go out there for.
Well, if you're looking for details, if you go to squirrelhillbillies.com, and we've also just placed a link to that on our Facebook page, you can learn more about how you might be able to see them tomorrow and also keep up with them and other upcoming gigs. How have the two of you been? I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, we realized it's been since March, we think, of 2014, right before our CD release that we were out here, the day before,
Yes, because I remember we were joking. It was the day before the CD release, and I remember this. I said, well, that means they'll be coming the day after tomorrow, right?
Exactly.
Or exactly. But you already had them in hand. You guys were well planned.
I remember that. In fact, we couldn't remember if we had our bags yet, so we brought you one of our
tote bags
today.
We need those.
We have our, for those out there listening, we have our 100% cotton, organic, recycled eco bags with our logo on that we like to give to special friends.
Those are nice, actually. Mm-hmm. I can...
good for shopping.
Yeah. Story boxes that we lug around from place to place. It's always good. You promised on Facebook we'd reveal... What was it? What Gary and I?
Well, we know you're into trivia on the show, so we thought, so what do Gary and Larry, other than the rhyming of their names, have in common? I should have left that as one of the things to guess.
And other things. So, why don't we reveal that after the next song that you do? We'll build a little suspense, and some instrument changing is about to occur. The bass ukulele knee mandolin is now giving way to the real to the indeed mandolin, you know, the traditional one with eight strings. and Gary stays with the same guitar.
His beautiful Taylor. This next song is called The Carney, and it's from our first CD.
Carney came in wagons set up at the edge of town. Ropes and cables tangled on the ground. Creaky wooden stages and saggy little tents. A crooked sign that advertised admission 50 cents. By the time the people from the factory headed home, the sun was barely in the sky and the carny was aglow. Passing by the wagon sitting empty on the rocks, most of us lined up, dropped our coins into the box. The carny show ran through the night, I stayed until the dawn. And as I stepped outside the tent, I heard a little song. Thank you. music drew me back inside, and everything was wild. A monkey walked the tightrope, or perhaps it was a child. Feathers fell from rafters, tickling clowns who scratched their heads. A man appeared from nowhere, and this is what he said. The wonder and the longing that have brought you in this tent are fuel for the long journey embarking on, my friend. If you lose your way, it's okay, just close your eyes. Listen for the little song and let it be your guide. Factory, turning knobs and gears, making things nobody needs. My mind is far from here. I'm back at the carny, balanced high on the tightrope. Or maybe it's not me, just a monkey in a coat. For a little happiness to help your life along, step right up. Step inside and listen for the song. Goes like this.
We like to get every last little resonance.
I see that. You really squeeze that one
the
out.
Squirrel Hillbillies with the other. What was the name
Carney.
Of that? The Carney. Yeah, the Carney. I liked that. What's the name of the first song you did?
Whisk You Away.
I forgot to ask you that. Are those both songs you guys wrote?
Yes.
I thought so.
Yes.
You can learn more about them at squirrelhillbillies.com. Leave the out. Probably the squirrelhillbillies.com was already taken. Squirrelhillbillies.com is a lot easier. Three less letters to write in. And they'll be at Seven Springs tomorrow. I was looking on your website. First of all, you have a great website.
Aw,
and
thanks,
I like that the lyrics are there, which is, I wouldn't go as far to call it a pet peeve, but I like lyrics, and I like to ponder and read lyrics, and sometimes they can be really hard to find. So thank you for doing that. And I also liked you've got a section called Nuggets on your website, which contains some little pearls of wisdom, and I enjoyed that. I didn't see how to get CDs on there.
I may
have missed it, but
no, it's always good feedback for us.
I may have missed it.
The music page does say that our CDs are available locally at the Acoustic Music Works in Squirrel Hill. The Pittsburgh Center for the Arts in Shadyside, and the new Artsmiths of Pittsburgh, which is opening next week. The grand opening is next weekend in Mount Lebanon. And actually, we're going to be performing at that grand opening next weekend. They're also – we like that they're available physically locally, but they're also on iTunes and Amazon and CD Baby.
Great. Thank you, because I know some people are going to want to get a hold of them, and it's nice – the places you've mentioned, you know, Steve, Pittsburgh, Acoustic Music Works, the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts. And what's the new Mount Lebanon?
Yeah, it's called the Artsmiths. Kate McGrady opened it. She used to have a group called Cool Cat, where she essentially represents local artists, provides a place for them to sell their their art. So this will open in 10,000 square feet in the old Rolliers hardware store in Mount Lebanon.
I was wondering if it was going to be on Beverly Road. That is a great place. I think that's Beverly.
It's McFarland.
Thank you. Yeah. I know right. Oh, gosh. That brings back a lot of memories. We did some remote broadcasts and some other things from that area. The Squirrel Hillbillies are here. We should give the big reveal.
We'll give one of the. Well, there's two pieces of trivia.
Okay.
Really, there are two.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, one, I MC. I'll give a little plug for the Song Space concerts in the Unitarian Church, and I MC those concerts. And so one time we were going to be out of town at a concert, doing a concert, and so we asked Ken Batista from WYEP, who does an American Sampler on YEP, to fill in for me as MC, and he graciously accepted. So I sent him the outline of what to say, and I said, by the way, Ken, if you ever need a substitute for your show on American Sampler, I'll be happy to
return the favor.
And I put a little smiley. And last July, he contacted me and said, hey, were you serious about that?
Yeah, Ken's in Argentina.
Yeah, he just came back, but yeah. And so we met, and I received some training, and so I've been substituting Ken's substitute as a DJ on WYEP on Sunday evenings.
That's another thing.
So we both spin CDs.
Wow. Well, that's a very, Ken takes a lot of pride in
who
fills in for him. So,
he certainly does, and I was quite honored that he, after meeting with me and talking about music, that he felt comfortably leaving me with his listeners. And that's pretty much the way he put it. He said, I want you to take good care of my listeners while I'm gone.
Well, that's nice. You didn't have to feed them or stop by their homes. Or
just feed their ears.
Actually, a lot of them are also here listening
exactly.
Right now, too. So what's the well, the other thing is
D001.
Yes, Larry. D001, D002, D003 is we both in prior lives. I think it's a prior life for you.
It certainly seems like a prior life.
You have a chemical engineering degree.
Yes.
Like I do. And we both ended up specializing in hazardous waste management.
That's right.
And doing that for a while. I forget where you went to school.
Clarkson University, which is way up in Potsdam, New York, top of the hump of New York State.
So I dare say that a few moments ago, because the former chair of Carnegie Mellon's chemical engineering department was here representing the Pittsburgh Concert Society in our last hour, and you were here warming up, we had three degreed chemical engineers. I assume that to head Carnegie Mellon's department, you have such a degree. Just kidding, Art. We had three degreed chemical engineers in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Maybe that happens at other times, but I'd like to think that
there are chemical engineers everywhere, hiding in crevices.
That's true.
And we're mostly harmless.
Mostly. That's very true. A friend of mine was making a list of – he's a professor – was making a list of unusual occupations that chemical engineers ended up being in. And the list was fascinating. Carnies, thinking of the last song, folk musicians, Ken Batista, could be like the Batista barista or somebody filling in for Ken. It was a really interesting list. The Squirrel Hillbillies are here, Gary and Jenny, and I want to be sure we get some more music. What would you like to do next?
We'll do Firefly next, even though we're out of season. And I'm just noticing if, can I turn this a little? No.
Oh, it's a, hang on. Go ahead, or we can have Chad come in and make a slight adjustment.
Let's let Chad do it.
I think,
We're going to just have Chad make a quick little mic change, as only Chad can do. Chad semi-formal today.
Looking very spiffy.
Yes.
I thought you guys can't see that out there. This next song, Firefly, and one thing we learned from our UK tour last summer, a year ago, is that there have no fireflies in the UK. We were there in June, the height of our season here, and that was an interesting discovery for us. Dazzling firefly, you mark a year gone by. Your luminescence takes me by surprise. A thrill to catch and hold, you make my fingers glow. Holding on is easier than letting go. Among the shadows in the yard, you are a fallen star. The way the seasons change, the moon that waxes till it wanes, I wonder what becomes of what we cannot say. Much risk in metamorphosis, but maybe there's a chance for a gentle shift. Among the shadows in the yard, you are a fallen star. The Squirrel Hill Billies, featuring Gary Krauth and Jenny Wolsk Bain. I always like to mention names too, you know, and as I was saying that, I was thinking about those TV sitcoms and other shows where they'd say, and introducing, you know, or if there's a really big star, you know, they wait, put that person at the end, and, you know, whoever it is. I'm sure there's rules about that, like how you do it, you know. Probably the first practitioner, one of the first was Ann Jerry Mathers as the Beaver, although nobody
knew who he was, so they put him at the end. I don't know why. This happens in the 11 o'clock hour. I sometimes just get a little silly.
We're cool with it.
We totally understand that.
So I was going to ask you, you brought up the UK tour of 2004, and you're going again, or 2014.
Yes.
Whew, talk about silly. Wow.
But we were around in 2004, but not making much music as a duo.
I've done that a couple times lately. I've slipped the decade like that, and that's frightening. You are going to be going in 2016, I think.
Yes, we're so excited. We're returning May 19th to the 31st. We got 7 gigs across England, Scotland, and Wales, and like last time, we'll be all on the train.
Very nice. That should be fun. So, a good week or two,
ten days.
That should be fun. How do people react to your music when you're there?
We had a great experience last time. The folks there are the same as the folks here, but extremely friendly, extremely generous. Everyone wanted to buy us a beer, put us up. We had a great experience with folk clubs. They have a network of folk clubs in the UK that we just don't have here, where every town has some group of folks that get together weekly or monthly to play music, and usually in a pub or some other public space. They have some nominal, £10 a year membership, but it's optional, and you can just donate as you come as well. And then they host touring musicians for concerts, so it's an incredible way to meet local musicians, people who are already interested in acoustic music.
Yeah, I know. I can remember when being in Europe, I've told the story a couple times, but Gabrielle, a woman I met who I was working with who was from Prague, said, Wednesday night is our singing night. Do you want to come, and sing?
Exactly.
And it was just a way of life, not a big deal, not arranging a play date, not getting out our phones and looking for when the stars will align. It was a way of life. And I think that carries, all throughout Europe in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And it'd be a nice – well, actually, that's one reason why Saturday mornings have been so appealing to me to always be here. Mm-hmm. It ends up being a place we can gather. It's a little bit of that.
Absolutely.
Plus we don't have to dress up. the Squirrel Hillbillies also, you can catch them tomorrow at Seven Springs. And then is it next
Saturday?
Saturday at Mount Lebanon.
Yeah, so for the open house, the grand opening of the Artsmiths of Pittsburgh on McFarland Road is from 10 to 6 next Saturday, the 24th. And we will be doing a set from 4 to 5. And the grand opening's free. Come check out a lot of the art. There's activities all day long. There's storytelling and other music as well. Other things coming up, we have a house concert in November in New Eagle, Pennsylvania. It's our third time returning to the Silver Maple House concerts.
Nice.
And just want to note that, Larry, you promote house concerts on your show every week. And for listeners out there who don't know, and just encourage you to, if you ever get the opportunity to attend or even host, it's just a wonderful way to get to know musicians and to get to experience music in a much more intimate but casual, where you do get to wear your jeans and your T-shirt and sit on your couch in your living room and... Yeah.
Well, it's also the way a lot of musicians can earn a living, too, because what will happen, and you may already know this, but in between major cities for relatively major gigs, it's kind of nice to be able to play where you're staying as you do that drive from town to town to town, which helps you be more of a musician that has to drive occasionally than being a professional driver that plays music every now and then, as it can seem, I'm sure.
It's true. And now there's other series as well that are kind of on that model. Like I know you've been promoting the new Song Space Gallery series with mm-hmm. Brad Yoder, starting that this Wednesday night in Shadyside. There is also the Berg Song series that I think you've promoted in Squirrel Hill. And tonight, Rod and Annie Capps are coming out, who we have not had the chance to meet yet, so we're looking forward to meeting them, another duo.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I've talked a lot with Ben Shannon and Marie mm-hmm. Gallagher about making sure we been trying to promote those events, and I actually failed to mention. There's so much going on right now. I failed to mention that one this morning. So that's tonight,
yes.
The second in the series already. Who's? Do you know who the local?
Yes, it's Christopher Mark Jones.
Oh my goodness, he's great. He's great. Applaud in French when you see Christopher Mark Jones, who is a very he's a professor of that language.
I
among
didn't know
many.
That.
Oh yeah,
that
that's
either.
Why.
Okay,
that's why I said that. He does that. He also, gosh, I'm getting off the track here, but. Do you know he was a professional basketball player?
I'm not
joking.
Wow.
Christopher Mark Jones, I forget what country, it was not in the United States, but he's a tall guy, and he's especially tall in other contexts among basketball players. And I forget what country he was, but he can tell you some stories about that.
Now we've got the inside scoop.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're learning all these things. So when, Jenny, I'm trying to remember, it's always tough when I'm trying to interview or help people get to know folks that I've already met and that I've known for a long time. When did you come to Pittsburgh?
I moved here in 1993, so I've been here for 22 years, living in the East End the whole time.
And you were originally from...
From New York City.
Yeah, that's what
yes,
I thought.
Yes, but came from California, where I had been in school and have been here ever since. And had when I originally moved, thought it was just going to be a 2 or 3 year stint, but never left.
Yeah, Pittsburgh can do that.
I've been very pleased, very satisfied with Pittsburgh. And Gary and I met about 8 years ago through the folk orchestra at the First Unitarian Church. Then started our duo 5.5 years ago. Had our fifth anniversary this year of our duo.
And Gary, are you originally from Pittsburgh?
I'm from New York State as well, but from upstate New York, in Rome, New York, which is right in the middle of the state, right in the center of the state.
Where the Erie Canal.
And that's where they started the Erie Canal. They started digging it at Rome, New York, and then dug from there out to Albany and Buffalo.
Is there a statue of Sal or...
No, but there is a little stretch of the Erie Canal that they have reconstructed.
Wow.
And, in fact, that was my first job as a professional musician was on that boat riding up and down the Erie Canal for about a mile and a half or so, singing Erie Canal songs.
At the age of 20, 21 or something.
Something like that, yeah.
That's a song. I don't know if you had to do this. You know, in grade school, that was one of the songs we always sang, you know, and always learned. And I sometimes thought it was because of the Pennsylvania, you know, but that's one you learned along with Go Tell Aunt Rhody.
A
horrible song, as you think about it, for children.
It always disturbed me that they were killing animals in that song.
Go ahead, go tell Aunt Rhody the old gray goose is dead. Go on with you. And, you know, and then Ring Around the Rosie, which is not the most pleasant song. And here we go, digressing again.
Well, we'll give an old, speaking of old music, our next, we are going to record some of the covers we do. We don't cover all those familiar songs, but some of the less familiar. And this next one is a 150-year-old song, began as The Lone Fishball.
I'm so glad you're doing this because I don't like to make requests, but I love this song, and I was reading about your experience with the ukulele club.
Yes, exactly. We were just at the Steel City Ukuleles a couple weeks ago for a workshop on arranging and using ukuleles in arrangements, and so this next song goes out to the Steel City Ukuleles, and it's now called One Meatball. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Down, he found an Eaton Park downtown. Read the menu through and through to see what 15 cents could do. One meatball, one meatball, all he could afford. was 1 meatball. He told the waiter near at hand about the simple little dinner he had planned. The people there were startled, one and all, to hear that waiter loudly call, 1 meatball, 1 meatball. Well, this here little man wants 1 meatball. Well, the little man, he felt ill at ease, and he said, "Some bread, sir, if you please." Waiter hollered down the hall, "We say,
you gets no bread with 1 meatball.
No, 1 meatball, 1 meatball. Well, you gets no bread with." But in his dreams, he hears that call. What'd you hear?
You gets no bread with 1 meatball.
No, 1 meatball. 1 meatball. You gets no bread with. Well, you gets no bread with 1. You gets no bread with 1 meat. You gets no bread with 1 meat.
The Squirrel Hillbillies at the Saturday Light Brigade. I love that song. I've always loved it.
We love it too.
Yeah. And I had some students here. Gosh, I think it was Wilkinsburg High School. I can't remember the school, and it was a few years ago. But I played that song as we were here in the studio during a workshop, and these kids loved that song and started singing along with it and enjoying it. I really noticed the ukulele. You sort of had this walking ukulele part. And yet, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was the point with the Steel City ukulele folks, was that, you know, ukulele's got such a unique tone to it,
yeah.
Very sweet tone, and finding how to put it into a song. Sometimes you have to really think about the song, listen to it for a while to hear where's the missing piece. And Gary's been playing this song forever, and when he brought it to me, he had been used to singing it without a ukulele, playing it. And I thought there is some opportunity to follow what he does with his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a lot of the walking line. Is sort of a deskhand on what he how he's singing.
Yeah, it sounded really good. And if you go to squirrelhillbillies.com, you could read the story about how they brought the song out thinking, it's an obscure song. Nobody's ever going to have heard of this song. And then suddenly,
boom, they all joined in, 1 meatball. They're all singing along. And we're like, what the heck? Yeah, that was
it's
great.
Been recorded by lots of folks. Josh White Jr.
Yeah,
has a great recording
Ryan
of it.
Cooter does it.
I didn't know the 1 fishball.
That's originally how it was written.
The Lone Fishball.
By, I wrote his name. Oh, yeah, George Martin Lane in the 1850s.
Mm-hmm. Huh. That's one I never knew about that, that the song goes back that way. We probably, I think we have time for 2 more songs, if maybe 3, depending on their length. We have about 11 minutes of radio time.
We'll do another couple songs that we did not write since we've been in that mode lately thinking about recording. You know, when you get to recording, you start to figure out arrangements that even when you've been playing songs a long time, sometimes you rethink your arrangements. And this next song is a John Prine favorite of ours. And one of the joys of doing songs that you don't write is when you go to an audience that's never seen you, they have a chance to sing along. So we always have folks singing along.
I think I know it from the chord.
Yeah, when we get to the refrain, and you folks out there listening can sing along.
Yes, sing along, Larry.
I'll consider it.
Okay. I am an old woman, named after my mother. My old man, he's another child who's grown old. If dreams were thunder and lightning desire, this old house would have burned down a long time ago.
Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
When I was a young girl, I had me a cowboy, not much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time, and no matter how hard I try, the years just roll on by like a broken down dam.
Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
Flies in the kitchen, I can hear them buzzing. And I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How can a person go to work every morning and come home every evening and he's got nothing to say?
Make me an angel flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. To believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
The Squirrel Hillbillies, that's a good choice from John Prine, who was here not too long ago, about a year ago, right? And I wasn't there, but folks said they really enjoyed it, folks who I know. And I've enjoyed having you here. We have time for one more.
Excellent. You want to do chicken? Or you
sure.
Want to do, okay.
What else we got?
Fat Cat.
Oh.
It's your choice.
Yeah, maybe we ought to.
Chicken or what was the other one?
Fat Cat.
We
always talk about you when we do Fat Cat. We'll do Fat Cat.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope in a good way. Not rich.
You gave us the punch. You gave us the story that goes with the song, because this is a song about feeding neighbors cats. And
yes.
There's a fat cat and a skinny cat, although the fat cat has since died, sadly. But you had told us maybe she wasn't really fat. She was just big whiskered. And we've taken that with us all across the seas and everything. So,
that story
thank
is
you,
told
Larry.
Across the world.
I sounds like something
you
I would
were on
say,
a roll that day.
But I don't remember. Here, again, and our thanks to the Squirrel Hillbillies.
Skinny cat eat on the microwave, fat cat eat on the floor. Fat cat eat what the skinny cat leave when the skinny cat eat no more. Skinny cat only likes fresh food, fat cat he don't care. Skinny cat's always hanging out, fat cat's hiding somewhere. There's a fat cat, skinny cat, live just two doors down. I stop in to see him when the family's not around. Now skinny cat, he gets a kitty treat, but I can't remember when. Fat cat, he gets hairballs, gotta brush him now and then. I read all the instructions, put them in this song. Fat cat, skinny cat, they always sing along. And they sing, fat cat, skinny cat, live just two doors down. I stop in to see them when the family's not around. Now skinny cat say to fat cat, hey, the chickens flew the coop. Time for us to have some fun, let's go and shoot some hoops. Paint our nails, curl our tails, play some air guitar. Raise the door on the shed out back and drive that nice sports car. We're a fat cat, skinny cat, live just two doors down. I stop in to see them when the family's not around. Now fat cat say to skinny cat, don't want no trouble, man. Just leave me be and let me eat. There's tuna in that can. Them folks of Oz, that tight, you know, they limit what I get. Now they're gone, I'm gonna feast. So hand me that baguette, cause we're a fat cat, skinny cat, live just two doors down. I stop in to see them when the family's not around. Yeah, there's a fat cat, skinny cat, live just two doors down. I stop in to see them when the family's not around.
The Squirrel Hillbillies at the Saturday Light Brigade. Look for them tomorrow at Squirrel Hill, or Squirrel Hill, at Seven Springs. Just say anything that starts with an S. At Seven Springs, they'll be there tomorrow. And look for them a week from today in Mount Lebanon. And stop by their website, squirrelhillbillies.com. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Larry. It's a pleasure.